escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
September 22nd. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1997, Space Station Mir was plagued by the latest in a long line of mishaps. In this case, a sudden failure of the station's main computer. With this vital system no longer regulating every other system aboard Mir, the station began to lose attitude control, and oxygen systems had to be switched back on manually. Born on this day in 1791, a pioneer in the study of electromagnetism, Michael Faraday. Astronaut Dr. Robert Satcher was born today in 1965. He holds the distinction of being the first orthopedic surgeon in space. Hugo-winning author Elizabeth Baer was born today in 1971. In 1981, actress Ashley Eckstein was born. She's the voice of Ahsoka in the Star Wars animated series The Clone Wars.
So, what did I miss?
Oh, the usual. It was foolish of you to take on Grievous by yourself.
Well, I was leading the mission, and it seemed like a good idea at the time.
On this day in 1966, just 3 weeks into the show's first broadcast run on NBC, Star Trek gave audiences a taste of its second pilot episode.
Valiant had encountered a magnetic space storm and was being swept in this direction.
The old impulse engines weren't strong enough.
Swept past this point, about a half light year out of the galaxy, they were thrown clear, turned, and headed back into the galaxy here. I'm not getting it all. The tapes are pretty badly burned. Sounds like the ship had encountered some unknown force. Now, orders, counter-orders, repeated urgent requests for information from the ship's computer records for anything concerning ESP in human beings.
Extrasensory perception.
Even though it didn't really fit in with the episodes aired on either side of it, Where No Man Has Gone Before had to air anyway, since Gene Roddenberry and company were facing serious deadline problems in completing post-production on more recent episodes. In 1973, after months of heated debate and complaints, TV audiences got to see the premiere of a new science fiction series created by legendary writer Harlan Ellison.
The giant Earthship Ark. Drifting through deep space over 800 years into the far future. Its passengers, the descendants of the last survivors of the dead planet Earth, locked in separate worlds, heading for destruction. Unless three young people can save the Star Lost.
Early on, the makers of The Star Lost expected it to be the next Star Trek, the next big thing in the sci-fi TV universe. But lowered expectations and a shrinking budget left The Star Lost adrift. It was shot on video in a Canadian TV studio, and by the time it premiered, Harlan Ellison had already disowned it, exercising a contract option to change his name to Cordwainer Bird in the credits, a signal to his fans and followers that his material had been tampered with beyond all recognition. Despite the show's low production values and its own creator dissing it at every opportunity, The Star Lost's new Canadian showrunners kept the series going for several more weeks. Many years later, the sixth season of Star Trek Voyager began with a dilemma for Captain Janeway.
Captain,
things didn't work out exactly as I planned, but you've got everyone worth getting.
We're beaming you out of there.
This ship is about to explode. I've got to put some distance between us. I've accessed helm control.
You can set auto-navigation and then transport to Voyager.
There's no time!
Part 2 of the Voyager episode Equinox premiered on this day in 1999. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod with the procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.